Good morning. We're taking Chayadam Klal Mem Siman Yud Gimel. So now the Chayadam said his preferred way of understanding what to do if a person uses the bathroom before the meal is to wash two natilas, the first one being done in a way which is not valid for natilas yadayim, and then a second natila, dry your hands, say Asher Yotzar, then wash a second natila afterwards with all of the required halachas of natilas yadayim, and say al natilas yadayim. And hamotzi, etc. Now the Chayyadim says, "V'im nata yadav kedin." If a person, however, when he washed the first time, he washed with all of the halachas of natila, and the Mishmar understands that means that he planned to wash for the meal. Maybe he should not have done so, but that's what he did. So yivorch tchila al natilas yadayim achakach asher yatzar. So he does not do two natilas once you've done a natila which is valid for the purpose of the meal. Is a valid natila. So what you're going to do is wash your the natila you've done is valid, and you're going to make two brachas. You brought natila al natila techila al natila siyadoyim, v'chakach asher yotzar. The Chayyadim says you'll say two brachas. The first bracha being al natila siyadoyim, because that has to be immediately adjacent to the natila. Because the tila was done for the purpose of the meal, so you have to make a bracha of al natilas yadayim immediately, like we discussed before. You should be no hefsek between the washing and the bracha on the washing. And now you're in between the bracha, in between the washing, which you've done properly, with the bracha and the hamotzi. So you say Asher Yotzar at that point in time. Now the Chayyadim says, what are you doing in that time frame? How are you doing that? We yismach al poskim the sira lahu the sheyotzar lo havi hefsek dumi the gavur the torah bechlal hey simin yud aleph. The same way, when a person says hamotzi, then he realizes that he has not fed his animals. He makes a shliach to please go make some food for the animals and feed the animals because he's not allowed to eat before he feeds his animals. So he says hamotzi, and then he tells the shliach, go vilatura, mix up the food for the shore, for the animal. It's not a hefsek because that's considered tzarech hasuda. So similarly over here, saying asher yotzar is not considered a hefsek between al natilas yadayim and hamotzi. Now we already mentioned that according to Shulchan Aruch, it's not clear that there's an isser to be mafsik at that point in time. So according to that opinion, there's no isser to be mafsik. So it's not a problem, bechlal, because you're allowed to be mafsik over there. And the Shulchan Aruch's language is only that it's toiv, it's appropriate to be machmer. We mentioned already the Chayyadim is going with the opinion that it's considered a problem to be mafsik. So now he's coming with a new approach, and he's saying, even if it's a problem to be mafsik, this is considered part of tzrachi hasuda. So it's hard to understand exactly why this is considered tzrach hasuda, parallel to the idea of gavur latura, which is clearly a tzrach of the suda. But the Chayyadim seems to understand that that's how we understand it. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah does say in a case where a person has a difficulty to wash twice, let's say there's not so much water available, he would use his approach. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to see that's a valid option without getting involved in this Gavur Latura issue, because it's not clear that there's an Isser Hefsek at that point in time anyway. The Vilna Goin says that Chaskila, a person should do this approach of just one Natila, done properly, and then a bracha al natilas yadayim, then a bracha of asher yatzar, and then the bracha of hamotzi. Now, the Chayyadim does agree that you do not push off the asher yatzar until after the hamotzi. You don't say, well, you're not supposed to be masik between the two, so let's wash al natilas yadayim, and then say hamotzi, and then say asher yatzar afterwards, because we really prefer not to push off the bracha of asher yatzar from the time the person goes to the bathroom. Really, that should not be pushed off. And that's going to be significant enough that we're going to allow it to be done in this juncture, even according to the Chayyadim, that there's an issue of hefsek. Okay, the last point the Chayyadim says, so halacha l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah seems to see both options are being valid. The Gra says the option of washing once is valid. But the Mishnah Berurah does agree that it's preferable to use the approach of the Chayyadim before of washing twice, the first natila being done shaloi kedin, and the second being natila being done with all the lachas of natila sedayim. We mentioned before, I just want to reiterate that Mikra din, there's no halacha of after the bathroom. There's no clear source that one has to wash with a kli. The main thing is the person has to cleanse his hands, which can be done without a kli as well. And there's definitely not a clear source that a person has to wash his hands with a kli three times. So even though many people do that, and there is one opinion that that's required, but it's definitely a shita yichidah, and a person mikra din does not need to do that. A person can just wash his hands without a kli, wash his hands well, and then say the bracha of Asher Yatzar. So the option that the Chayyadim is suggesting is definitely lechatchila. And even if a person has a minhag to do that, it's like a neder type of a thing, but the situation, because of the conflict, the person never was mekabel with neder more than halacha requires him. So in the situation when the halacha says you should wash the netilah without a kli, it's definitely a valid option. Those who follow the gra do the option of washing once with a kasha netilah and using it for both purposes, both the Asher Yatzar and Alasi Sadayim and Amotzi. Have a good day.